A preschool program run by the City of Tempe and the Tempe Elementary School District has had to make adjustments to keep its students learning during the COVID-19 pandemic. And this includes everything from virtual lessons to limited in-person classes. Even nap time looks a little different this year. KJZZ's Rocio Hernandez reports on how students are adapting.
It's playtime for students in the Tempe Pre-Program. In some ways, school is still the same for these kids, but there are some notable differences. Everyone is now wearing a face mask or shield and keeping their distance even during nap time. Program Supervisor Leslie Todden says students have adjusted well to these new expectations.
The cool thing with preschoolers is they are quick learners. It actually helps their social skills because they're learning to respect one another in terms of where they sit and their distance.
The Tempe Pre-Program started offering limited in-person class opportunities in August. It was the first time students had been in the classroom since the pandemic began. Before the return to the classroom, the program was offering virtual learning opportunities for students, like online story time.
Ladybug, what makes a rainbow? Asked Little Rabbit. Red, said Ladybug, gently closing her red wings.
Teacher Lisa Sordia said she would send families ideas of activities their students could easily do from home.
For example, like counting doorknobs, you know, that's math, that, you know, it's fun. It was kid friendly for sure. And the kids were super excited and the parents absolutely loved it because it kept them sane.
The program started this new school year with virtual classes. Sordia says at first it was challenging because she was working with some new students, some as young as 3 years old.
But they are so resilient, they catch on so quick. So we would take our turns to say good things in the morning, and that teaches them, I have to wait until Miss Sordia calls on me, and I have to have a bubble in my mouth or eyes focused, you know, showing Miss Sordia that I'm ready to be called on.
Todden says the virtual programming throughout the pandemic has helped keep the children connected with each other and their teachers, which is key for their social and emotional development. It also prepared them for in-person classes.
We have never had a year in classrooms where our children have been so ready and so well-behaved and so eager to be back.
But a report by the National Institute for Early Education Research at Rutgers University found that not all preschoolers had these opportunities early on in the pandemic. Stephen Barnett is the center's senior co-director.
For most parents, what they were offered in terms of supports for remote learning for many activities was less than once a week. The other thing that we know is that parents weren't able to keep up. They weren't able to keep up supporting remote learning when it was offered.
And Barnett says remote learning didn't work for all families, such as those with working parents or who don't speak English. Tempe mother Judith Candiani says she works from 8 to 5, so she wasn't able to help her son Max during the day with his schoolwork. She says he had a hard time staying focused on his tablet.
Max was able to still learn, but obviously I saw in my son that he preferred always to be in his big school.
Candiani says she's noticed a difference in Max since he's been able to attend school in person.
Once I pick him up, he will have like more things to say, like, Mommy, I did this, I built up that, I learned the colors.
But not all parents have felt as comfortable sending their young children back to school. The number of students participating in the Tempe Pre-Program went from about 350 prior to the pandemic to about 160 enrolled as of mid-November. Barnett worries about what missing a year of preschool will mean for these younger learners.
Kindergarten teachers will be facing classrooms with more children who haven't had a strong foundation to help them prepare. And they'll probably have more children who have behavior problems. And that makes it difficult not just to teach a child who has a behavior problem, but everybody else in the classroom.
With COVID-19 cases surging in Arizona and nationwide, it's not clear when schools will be stable again. Todden thinks the Tempe program has done a good job so far of following COVID mitigation strategies and making everyone feel safe.
Our families are happy, our children are happy, our teachers are happy, and I guess my hope and my goal for the remainder of the year is that we just continue.
Rocio Hernandez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.